Natchez, Mississippi. And online at www.kaytfm.com.
I'm Stanley Mathis, Senior Pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're now listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is an independent outreach ministry of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church located at 2308 Houston Street, Alexandria, Louisiana. We're preaching and teaching the Word of God on a regular basis. Join us now as we enter into our service already in progress.
Same man that I used to be. I'm what God desired for me to be. And I get excited about God's word because God's word is embedded in my heart. I was born for this cause. I do what the Lord has called me to do. I live the way the Lord called me to do. And I walk the way God wants me to walk. Why? Because he's all over me. How is he all over you? By the power of the Holy Spirit that indwells within each and every one of us. My brothers and sisters, God is working things out for our good. But I understand that we are living in some difficult times. And every now and then we must reevaluate ourselves in the ministry in which we are called. After years of laboring in the church, we must take time to revisit our ministry roots, to see where we need to update our strategies in helping God's people. Time have changed. The mentality of people have changed. And the situation people get themselves into have also changed. And in order for us as Christians to help God's people in the 21st century, we must update our responses to 21st century solutions. I made an agreement with Sister Matha that if she went back to school, I'd go back. And guess what? I'm back because she went back. I'm updating the stuff that I carry. I understand I've gone to school to learn God's word, but I'm going back for more. Because every now and then, we can't sit still on this level. We need to improve what we are in what God desires for us to say to his people. Because times are different. This is not the church of the 20th century. This is the church of the 21st century. And we need to be able to equip you for 21st century stuff. And if we can't go back and figure out what's going on and come back and share with you what God wants us to say, we're losing out on a generation who asked the question, where is the children? Why is it that we are no longer packed to capacity? Maybe we need to revisit and examine our ministries as to how we approach the body of Christ. Because it's more than the pastor. It's the ministry within the house. Because we can't operate the way we used to operate, because we will get the same, somebody help me, results. Remembering and examining our ministry. The word remember means to recall or to think again. And the word examine means to look or consider something carefully. God desire for us as believers is to recall or to look at our commitment to him. Our commitment is to him. God desire for us is to remember what we said we would do and to remember our calling. He brought us out of the world. Because today there are so many things that are disrupting relationship with him, that are disturbing relationships. We should remember our commitment because God remembers his commitment to us. And he wants us to remain faithful to our mission with him. In Acts the 11th chapter, we see the work of Barnabas The Lord had blessed his ministry in Antioch to a large degree that Barnabas needed support. And he called, and he could think of no other person, rather, who could assist him but Paul or Saul, who was living in Taurus. Three things are said about Barnabas. He was a good man. He was full of the Holy Spirit, and he was full of faith. My brothers and sisters, God will choose men. Then God will equip men for service. And when you are equipped, you put on the whole armor, the full armor of the Lord. Because there's a world out to get you. But when you have equipped yourself, you then know that no weapon formed against you can prosper. Help me, somebody. Historically, it states in the 11th chapter of Acts, it speaks of Antioch's people. Where it says, at Antioch, it was considered by many to be the third largest city in the Roman Empire, behind Rome and Alexandria. Isn't it amazing? It was Alexandria, and it was Alexandria. Is it Louisiana? I'm just asking a question. The city of Antioch had a population estimated at about 500,000, half a million. And it was known for its sophistication and culture, but it was also known for its immorality. Where is America today? Sending innocent people back into poverty, sending medicine that we should have been doing for years, taking it back, and people are dying, bombing folks unnecessarily. What in the world has happened to a nation that was a beacon of light? And a beacon of light should be a reflection of God, loving and caring and sharing. There's something wrong. And when things are wrong, God is about to make things right. My brothers and sisters, it is noteworthy that God picked a city that would become the birthplace a foreign mission. He picked a cosmopolitan, morally corrupt city like Antioch. In other words, there needed to be some work done. He saw a place that needed a lot of work. But in spite of that, Antioch was important to Christian history. It was the city of the first great Christian church among Gentiles, you and I. We are Gentiles. It was the city and church from which the first worldwide missionaries were sent. I know a little bit about missionary work. I've been to three countries, South America, Rome, Italy, and I've been to Jamaica. I know about missionary work. I've seen children hungry. I've seen black water. I know about missionary work. I know discrimination, because wherever you go, you're treated differently because of the color of your skin. But God does not discriminate against anybody. He is a loving God, a caring God, a sharing God. My brothers and sisters, it was the city of the first great Christian church among Gentiles. It was a city and church from which the first worldwide missionaries were sent. Christianity was launched from Antioch through a great mission drive. Antioch was a church where believers were first called Christian, Christ-like. Today we understand why Jesus went places where no one else would go. And the reason for that was to convert and change the lives of those whom he loved. It didn't matter if you were Jewish or Gentile. Jesus came into this world to seek and to save those who were lost. And the name Antioch carries a great deal of importance for Christian ministries. That's why we are to remember and examine our ministries. The word remember is important. My brothers and sisters, we are coming closer and closer to our eternal destiny, closer and closer to what God has sanctioned for us. And if we live long enough, we will see the Lord himself returning. Every now and then, the Lord has to open our eyes so that we can see. For the ideal of missionaries' work is one is sending someone on a trip. And God will send people to do a work to share his word, so that before he returns, the gospel, the good news, has been spread worldwide. Many have asked, why do you have a radio ministry? Why do you have internet? It's because we're spreading it worldwide. I shared with you, I was in North Carolina, and a man said, I heard your voice. How? Because we have a worldwide ministry that has to spread throughout the world before the Lord returns. In the western coast of Africa, all the way over to Hawaii, the Lord says, I've got to spread my word. And we are spreading his word. We are servants. We are doing what God has anointed and appointed us to do. Understood at times and misunderstood at times. But the Lord said, keep pressing until the job is completed. My brothers and sisters, God is moving prophetically today. And when we think about the work that we all must do and be accountable for, we must follow the example of Christ, who came and set the example by coming to redeem us back to the Father. Because God had a plan. And so often in life, men become disruptive in God's plan. But God has a greater plan. We think about all of the things that God has done in our life and through our life. The mission still goes on. And I understand that it won't be easy, and it won't be easy for you either, Donald. Sister Cotton, it won't be easy for you, because the more we apply scripture to a contemporary society, the more the knowledge of AI will come into place to try to disprove what we say we know God's word is revealing to us. The more we study to show ourselves approved, the more the world will try to disprove what we proclaim according to God's divine word. And here's why. If there were a band of angels in heaven who knew the truth and came up against our Lord, our God, and our King, what else do we think we will go up here on earth? Those same angels that was in heaven that came against God will certainly be here, because they failed here. And when we proclaim God's word, they ain't through with us, because their objective, their motive of operation is to stop the truth that God is sharing in this dispensation of this church age. And God says, but I have equipped you. I have fortified you for such a time as this. You are no longer a weakling. You have power that I have granted and given unto you. Speak truth to power. Because in those days that will come, there will be a cry.
Thank you for listening to Paradise Ministry. If anything said today was encouraging to you, consider supporting the ministry by sending your tax-deductible love gift to the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, 2308 Houston Street, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71301. Attention Media Ministry. Until next time, God bless you and keep you.
Well, all right, ladies and gentlemen.